Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're making $20 on it, and we get a free 30-minute phone call, and we make $20.
Wow. How do you sign up for this?
Actually, I'll give you the phone number. And actually, you get one for international calls, too, where you can talk 30 minutes anywhere in the world, and you make $20. And it's a free phone call, too.
Wow.
So we get all these cool.
Well, you're getting smart in this.
Hey, we're just, we're looking at Sodom and Gomorrah. We read all the research studies, and we're like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Cool, $20.
I see a new career in the office.
That's right.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Fine, fine. Good. We're planning on using our international call to call Al Timlick in Palau.
Oh, I don't even remember Al Timlick.
Our neighbor.
Our neighbor?
Oh, yeah.
The closet queen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we still keep in touch with him. So
sure.
We figured, we don't know a whole lot of people who, like, really have phone numbers overseas.
Right. Right. Are Neil and Elizabeth back from the Marshalls?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
You haven't heard from them in a while?
No. I mean, they were supposed to have been back like a year ago.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, you know.
Yeah.
You know them, so.
Yeah.
They are true island people that don't want to admit to themselves that they're island people.
Right.
They feel they must be mainland people.
Well, they must have a greater purpose in life.
than living on the island. So.
Yeah. Wow. So how are you? Are you good?
We're good.
How are you tolerating Philly?
Okay. I'm actually surprisingly well.
Yeah.
We've got a cute little apartment. We really made the right choice in the place to live.
Uh-huh.
Because, all of the other places that I've seen my classmates move into in the city, I mean, we are by far the classiest place.
Really?
It's just a really nice atmosphere to the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an old apartment, but it's, it's kept up well.
Mm-hmm.
They've just redone the whole lobby with a baby grand piano, and they've got all the decorations up to change according to the season.
Oh, how nice.
You know, they had little trick-or-treat bags out for people in the lobby on Halloween, and they've got a tree up, and they've got a menorah and a Hanukkah table.
Uh-huh.
And,
wow,
yeah.
All this for
a
miserly student.
Yeah. In the city. And, the buses and stuff, I can grab a bus right out front of Freebie that'll take me right to the campus.
Wow.
And they have a doorman 24 hours a day, so it's really secure.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't wear a coat and tie.
No, he wears this whole series of guys, and they've all got their own little personalities, but they're fun.
Good.
Yeah, so that's working out well, and the city's treating us okay. We're definitely getting more comfortable with, excursions, and we've got our bus routes down and, all the different places and stuff.
Haven't been able to do too much because we've been poor, but...
Yeah. But Bill does have a job.
Yay.
Yep.
I start the 27th of December.
Actually, I shouldn't say yay because I don't know what it is.
Actually, it's a nice place to work. It's not as much money as a lot of the places in the city. This place is only paying I'll be making like $19.40 an hour, which a lot of the center city places will pay you around $25 an hour.
Right.
But this is a cancer hospital.
Oh, cool.
That's what they specialize in is cancer patients and cancer research, and they are like the place within the Philadelphia area.
Right.
And your patient load is generally around 4 patients.
Wow.
Which, this is just like a dream.
Yeah, this is primary care nursing here.
Right. I mean, this is like primary care where you can really do primary care.
Right.
Because you're not trying to do primary care on 12 patients.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they've just been really, Bill's been doing pool agency work with them for a couple of months, and they asked him to apply for a position that they had open.
Oh, great.
And everybody loves him. He's still working for the agency until after Christmas, and they call the agency and request him to come in.
Wow.
They're gonna certify him to administer chemo.
Have you ever worked oncology before, Bill?
No.
I did a lot when I was when I was practicing in Cincinnati, and then when I moved here. I liked it a lot.
Well, that's good.
Well, I can't say I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I liked it more than anything
else
I did.
As much as you liked floor nursing.
Yeah. It was cool.
The people just seem really, really nice. And whenever I've told people that that's where Bill's going to work, they're like, oh, that's a great place. The people are so nice. And,
so you stepped
really,
in shit, huh?
They're really into quality patient care.
That's
you know,
great.
I mean, quality staff and quality patient care. And they're going to, you know, they'll pay, after he's been there a couple of months, they'll start reimbursing him for college classes and and things like that. And he gets all this continuing ed stuff and everything. So,
so it'll be okay.
Yeah. It's not quite the money that we had hoped to be making in the city, but it sounds like it's a much better position. It's a much better job and, you know, really a wanted job.
Yeah, well, yeah. There, you know, money and everything.
Yeah. I mean, definitely pluses and minuses. So.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, how's school going?
School's good. I took my my nursing exam yesterday for this semester, so I have two more days of clinical, and then I'm done nursing. I still have a physiology and a public policy exam to take over the next 2 weeks, but I have, like, one more day of classes and two more days of clinical. But it's going really well.
And then how long do you have off?
Like 10 days. I'm like, literally back. My checkout is the 19th, where I have to present all of my clinical records and my evaluations and stuff to the program director and have an exit interview. And she essentially, like, stamps the piece of paper to say that you've successfully met the objectives in this module, and I have permission from the department to move on to next semester. So I do that the 20th, the 19th of the 20th, and then I'm done and I come back, like, the 3rd of January. So I have, like, just maybe 2 weeks.
What are you going to do?
Hang out.
Yeah.
I since you know.
Are you going home for Christmas?
Yeah, we're gonna go home for the weekend. We're like gonna go up Friday and then come back, I guess, on Tuesday because Bill starts work on Wednesday.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of like, well, it's good because we'll get up for a quick visit because then there won't be another time. He'll be on probation with no vacation time, nothing like that, for 3 months.
Is it full time?
Yep. Yep. Full time evenings.
Oh, good.
Which is actually good because Bill, you know, likes evenings and it gives
much better than days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it always amazes me that they pay you the least and work you the hardest on days.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Well, and it gives me my evenings for studying.
Right, with total.
With total, classes. Like if I want to stay at the library, if I want to stay at home, that's fine. And then we still get to sleep in the same bed. You know, so I mean, I think it's going to work out okay. But school's going good, just a lot of work, amount of work.
Really?
I mean, like, more than in my wildest dreams I could have imagined. But very rewarding. You know, I mean, I've really learned a lot. Right now I'm functioning pretty independently. I work in a Planned Parenthood, and I'm seeing patients individually and, you know, doing all their assessments and, you know, cultures and PAPs and counseling and prescribing, you know, whatever they need and fitting diaphragms and doing microscope work and drawing blood.
Kelly's life is vaginas.
I do vaginas and cervixes. That's my life. I live for a good cervix. So,
yeah, and if there's discharge, you can identify.
I know it. I mean, give me a wet mouth. Do you want to see trick? Do you want to see yeast? No problem. I'll do you up a slide.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm just finishing up well woman gynecology. So I feel like I'm comfortable. You know, I've hit the mark where I kind of know what I'm doing. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that I'm really gray on, and I'm not 100% secure. But for the most part, I'm doing okay. You know, I've kind of, like, got that comfort level where I can actually, I'm not, like, nervous hands and wondering if I'm going to be able to find the cervix or not.
Right.
Stuff. So it's good. Yeah. So we're doing good.
Cool. Listen, let me grab Kaplan. He's outside. Hang on.
Okay. This is a good idea, Bill.
Yes. So do they tell us when a half hour's up?
They give us a little warning message when our time's about to run up.
Okay. I hear the doggy.
I want to hear Evie.
Okay.
We hear Casey in the background.
Yeah.
We were wondering where Evie was.
Well, Nancy, I've been working with an agency.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked with an agency?
Yeah.
That is quite the experience. It's like every day is your first day on the job.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of like it because a lot of times they gave you their lightest assignment.
Yes.
Because they knew you didn't know the floor and everything. So it's
well, either that or else they give you the worst patients, that nobody, the long-termers that nobody can stand
anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't have that happen too often, but I've done it. You know what I really hated about an agency is that they just don't give a shit about you.
I know.
Then they expect you to have, like, a lot loyalty.
Yeah.
You know, and you're nothing but a body to them.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, they cancel a shift an hour before you're supposed
exactly,
to go.
Exactly, exactly.
And you've, like, rearranged your whole life to
right,
do
but
this.
If you cancel a shift, they're, like, really pissed.
Yeah. or they call you up an hour before they want you to be at work. You know, like, they call you at 8:30 at night and they want you to do an overnight.
Right.
You know, and it's like, excuse me, you know, I've been up, like, all day. I haven't had any sleep. You want me to, like, drop my life and, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, I can't say as I liked, you know, the companies themselves. It was good. It was a good lifestyle kind of thing for me for a while, but other than that.
Well, that's kind of what it's been for us. It's a good, you know,
it's got some money coming in.
Because nobody's hiring down here.
Really?
I mean, nobody. They're.
You look in the paper and they have, like, the nursing circulars that come out in the area. And, like, yeah, you need to have 15 years experience starting IVs on left-handed people that stand on one foot.
Right.
Oh, Bill, you should be okay with that.
Here's Kaplan.
Hey, Kaplan.
I'm going to go dry my hair really fast.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Hello, Stevie.
Hey, what's going on? So I heard the tail end of the job experience. At least you're making money, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, he did get an offer. He's got a confirmed job that starts the end of December.
Oh, good.
Working in a cancer research hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing surgical nursing on a cancer in a cancer ward.
Okay.
So, yeah, the place is called Fox Chase, which is known on the East Coast, probably not anywhere else.
Yeah, big on the East Coast, kind of like
the real
Sloan Kettering or something.
Yeah, the real Philadelphia, Southern New Jersey, New York.
Referral
cancer center. Yeah.
One of the places where they give meds that don't even have names anymore.
They're all these protocols with numbers.
Yeah.
And
you know, you're like observing everybody because you have no idea what it's really going to do to
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Because they haven't
that
given it to
enough scary,
people.
But this should be perfect for Bill.
they were telling me they had one cancer med that they wouldn't infuse on anybody unless there was at least one bed open in the unit. Because the people, 90% of them went into respiratory distress.
Oh, that's good.
And we're like,
this is a good drug.
That sounds like a good medicine, yeah.
Really?
And your schooling's going okay, I guess? Or
Working pretty hard? Working very hard.
Yeah, I'm
finishing. I took my exams yesterday, the last of my exams for well woman gynecology. So I'm now the supposed expert in pap smears and vaginitis.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
All those yummy things.
Oh, those things are one of the most fun things I do.
Yeah.
I always look forward to it. And
I mean, that's like my whole life, you know.
Yeah,
I do 16 hours a week in the clinic doing vaginitis and OCPs.
Okay. I bet you get up in the morning hoping for this, Steve.
Yeah, in fact, I do. I mean, I look at my schedule and say, oh, no pap smears. It's going to be a bad day.
Is it worth killing myself or not?
So you got a couple weeks off now, or?
I have like 2 weeks.
Oh,
like
that's
actually
good.
The standard high school vacation. I have a couple more. I have one more class and 16 hours more of clinical, and then a couple of exams, and I'm done like the 19th.
Oh, good.
But I mean, you know, to do like that amount of work within the next 10 days is almost. It's almost a vacation compared to the rest of the semester.
Pretty intense, huh?
Oh, very intense.
Yeah, and plus having been away from major school.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is all like left-sided minutia kind of stuff. It's not the big picture.
You don't have to tell me about it.
I know.
I went to medical school.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. You know, it's like mini medical school.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the
medical school of the normal,
as
opposed to the disease or
the textbook stuff that you have to cram in your head.
Oh.
And Maybe some of it will stay, but you won't remember.
Yeah, and maybe some of this you'll use, and maybe some of it you won't.
The problem is you don't know which half you'll use.
Exactly. You know, and it's kind of like, and then there's all this other stuff that they feel that you need for a well-rounded practitioner.
Of course.
Which is like, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. So when you actually have you been touching patients also as part of this?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's all
integrated. Yeah, I started like after 2 weeks.
Oh, right. That's good.
So, yeah, so it's good because you're learning as you go along, and what you're doing in class, you're doing in clinic as well.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So I've been doing like 16 hours a week in a Planned Parenthood, which is good.
Oh, great,
you know,
Planned Parenthood is a good spot to be, yeah.
Yep, a really good clinical preceptor who's real specific and really focused, but also, and you know, her constructive criticism is great, but when you do something well, she's also really lavish in her praise and stuff. So it's a real nice balance.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah. So you're going to be home for the holiday type of deal? Or?
Well, we're going to go home for like a long weekend,
yeah.
Like go up Friday and come home Tuesday, because then Bill starts work like the
27th.
Oh, really? Right after Christmas?
Right after. I mean, you know, it was kind of like, well, if he was working now, we wouldn't have gone home for Christmas.
Exactly.
But this is the only opportunity we
might as well
have.
Take advantage of it. So what's the hours on that, Bill?
Evenings.
Evenings, like 3 to 11?
Yep. Which
That's
is fine.
Bad.
It gives Kelly study time, and I don't have to get up early.
Great. Yeah, exactly. That sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And how's the lifestyle in Philadelphia, the small few moments of the week you have to experience the urban lifestyle?
Oh, it's fine. We haven't had enough money to be able to do anything.
Of course not. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but we do hit the matinees.
Oh, movies, yeah,
all the
sure.
free stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of museums.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a great, like, lighting, Christmas tree lighting. In
oh,
the
yeah, all
City
the cultural.
Hall, and all those kind of, you know,
sure.
parades. And
oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I took Elvin to, got his free deal. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, no, Nancy's got it. Took Evelyn to the Nutcracker on Ice with Peggy
Ooh.
Fleming. I got a free deal through some drug company. We were sitting in this suite, you know, with food and
cool.
the whole thing.
All right.
So that was cool. She liked that. And then we went to this light parade that they do, you know, a bunch of floats at night, and she enjoyed that. And we'll be taking her to the Toy Story, of course. Have you seen it yet?
Actually, that's on our list.
I hear it's good, yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
adults. Oh, one of her best friends is coming over. She's like, you know, totally is a social animal. I just can't believe.
Well, I mean, look at her parents.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Oh, yeah, sure. And then, you know, she talks on the phone quite a bit now too. She discovered the telephone.
Cool.
So she'll be talking to the relatives and the friends, like, you know, for hours. if she could.
Pretty soon you'll get a Marshall Islands type phone bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll be heavy as soon as she learns to dial.
Speaking of that, so there are, I guess, apparently a couple of nurses that are one of my colleagues knows who are talking to a recruiter about going to the Marshalls, and I told him to tell them that they should talk to me first.
Yeah.
And that, and they're nurses, and if they were really serious, I'd have them talk to you. But
yeah, definitely.
I think
yeah,
I could dissuade them before they get to that point.
Well, or at least really
find out what the other options
are. Do it with open eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if you want to make this choice, you just kind of, like, need to know all the facts.
Yeah, but I was going to see what other options there were. There must be something besides the Marshalls.
Are these, like, public health sites?
No, in fact, I called public health in San Francisco because there was one of the docs that we have a lot of, you know, the foreign medical graduates,
mm-hmm.
and they have these visas where they can work in an underserved area for a couple of years. They can,
right.
like, stay here forever, which a lot of them want to do, of course.
Right.
And so I told them about, you know, where we were, and I called, and actually virtually none of the places in Micronesia are taking any other public health service people at all. Loan repayment, none of that.
Yeah.
None of it's done through San Francisco or the U.S. You have to go straight through the Marshalls.
Oh, and you know you get the best deal with that.
Oh, yeah. Saipan, like, doesn't take anybody.
Jeez.
You know, it's like, so they basically close the whole place down, which is fine with me.
You know, the one place that's got money these days is Palau.
Oh, does it really?
Palau got their, I don't know.
Their compact
Their
money.
compact settlement.
Yeah.
And we're talking like tens of millions of dollars.
No.
Uncle Al said it's something, when you figure out the number of population, it's something like $7 or $8 million per person.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's phenomenal. So, you know, they're probably the one place in Micronesia that'll have money for about 5 or 8 years.
For a while.
And then it'll be gone.
Till they squander it.
Right, till they squander it. But right now they're like living in Fat City. So that's some place, you know, if
yeah,
people
oh,
are into
yeah.
that to look into.
Yeah.
Because really, of all the places to live out there,
that
Palau
would be,
is the most humane.
Yeah, Palau would be nice. I mean,
yeah.
Saipan is nice, but it's too developed already.
Right, right. And Palau's got that balance where, I mean, it's got
exactly.
all the developed stuff you want, but it's
exactly.
also really got the island life.
It's got a lot of areas that there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's a perfect mixture. But
yeah.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
And things so. Otherwise are going. You took me away from my favorite task, mowing the lawn, which
oh.
is actually Nancy's task. But,
well, why don't you get a hire Pedro to do it?
Oh, good idea. We used to do that for a while, but then we decided to cut our losses. And we got preschool and a few other things.
And get a better job done, too.
Yeah. We don't care. I mean, most of it's clover. Anyway,
it's the neighborhood that cares,
who
right?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get too above the window so we can see out the window, it's okay. It was getting to that length. And the leaves are almost off the tree. It's kind of, you know, I don't know. I hear the weather's getting kind of nasty over there.
Yeah, actually, we've had snow overnight. Now it's turned to kind of like sleet, and then
rain.
it's gonna be rain, and so it's gonna be slush.
It's been like, you know, it hasn't dipped below 75 during the day here. It's like ridiculous.
It's actually been relatively warm here. I mean, until the last probably 2 or 3 days, it's averaged in the high 40s to low 50s.
Oh, that's quite pleasant.
I mean, you know, I haven't taken out the Parker yet. I've been, you know, with sweaters going to school and stuff.
Oh, that's, you can't ask for better than
no,
that.
No, I mean, to have December and to have it in the 40s,
oh, no.
No problem.
No problem at all. Of course, they're getting all geared up for the Super Bowl here.
Oh,
oh boy, in January.
I bet that's right on the top of your list.
Oh, it is.
You
I'll be
take heavy?
Yeah, I'll be taking a bike ride at completely the other end of the town.
Right, right.
I figured you might be going to the Super Bowl with a case of Bud.
It's not a bad idea. I don't think I could ever
tailgate
get in.
Tailgate party, yeah. I mean, even if you don't get in, you could be, like, in the parking lot, right?
Yeah, exactly, hanging out.
Yeah, just get drunk and puke.
Speaking of that, Evelyn puked, like, 4 times last night. She said we were up. I was up every 3 hours. I don't know what it was. And then Nancy decided to give her Tylenol. She said she had a stomachache to start with. So she gave her Tylenol and some other crap, and then she started puking that up. Red and,
I was
going to
say, that lovely cherry red color, right?
It's one of those things, you know, it was my birthday yesterday. And
oh,
like,
Kaplan.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
You
anyway,
old
so
fart.
I said, what a gift, you know. Here I am up at night. Over 40, and I'm up at night.
Oh, no.
What are you going to do? But no big deal. She just bounces right back.
Well, yeah, too bad you and Nance don't bounce back. When
yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. I'm getting older, I could tell.
Good thing you had her when you did, man. You know?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to wait any longer, I don't think. Definitely
hey, my parents had me when they were 40.
Jeez. In those days, that was almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Must have been so, Bill, you're telling me you were a mistake?
Yes. Oh,
oh
yeah. I definitely
he was a total
was.
Accident.
Yeah.
A total, like, oh, my God, I didn't think I could get pregnant again.
Yeah,
my
right.
mother's line was when they told her she was pregnant, my father was running around saying, looky what I did at my age, and my mother was crying.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
How's work going?
Work is fine, and, you know, of course, they're planning on trying to sell the county hospital to a private nonprofit, but there was only one bidder, actually. Big surprise, right? Like, who
yeah,
wants
right.
this mess? And so it's not clear if that's ever going to come off. So, you know, I don't anticipate much will change in that respect. Oh, actually, what I'm doing this month for a change, which I don't do very often, but in the morning I do my clinic, my usual outpatient stuff. But in the afternoons I'm doing consults in the psychiatric annex. Every day, the commotion is unbelievable. It's hard to decide who's crazier, you know, the staff or the patient. And we're not talking mild mental illness, you know, we're talking... Way.
Total
way.
Break.
We're talking like rubber room, lock them
we're,
up.
Yeah, we're,
take
yeah
away
it's a lock-in.
It's
a lock-in facility. Yeah. I mean, it's not the state hospital, quote-unquote, where they're totally, you know, they can't be helped at all. This is like a transition zone from the street to the state hospital. somewhere in between there.
This is where they haven't quite figured out which state hospital to send them to.
Exactly. Most of them are under court-ordered treatment, you know, so they're
oh,
in there.
Yeah.
Under it. You know, they have a court in the building and the whole thing. They got lawyers there. It's quite a scene. But if you have the right attitude, it can be entertaining, as you probably know, Bill.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, it's all the attitude that you go into it with.
Yeah, it's pretty – some of these people are pretty hysterical. I mean, this young guy, I think he just – burned himself out on too much cocaine or something. And he just walks around talking to himself and just laughing. Just walking around and all of a sudden just burst out laughing, you know? Then he'll walk along and 5 minutes later just burst out laughing.
You never know, he might have been in like a heavy meditation and, you know, with the Maharishi, and he finally found the answer.
But he doesn't want to share it with me.
No. You have to find it yourself.
Yeah. So it's been entertaining to some extent. And otherwise work is, you know, it's fine. It's pretty easy for me. And I finally did my Tour de Tucson, 111 miles on the bike.
Ooh, how'd that go?
Yeah, it was good. Actually, it was good, except my butt was sore for a week after that.
I bet it would be.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of butt there anyway, Captain.
Yeah, so. Butt, actually.
It was the perineal area. Well, I mean, a small area on the seat where you sit
Where most of your weight is. Yeah.
Exactly.
How are your legs?
Legs are fine, and I did it with a couple of friends of ours from a couple guys from Ganado. They came down, so there was a trio of us, and the weather was perfect, so it was
great.
It was fun.
Well, that's good with a trio. That way you have somebody to talk to and somebody to bounce things
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
And
motivate
like
each other, yeah. Yeah, so we enjoyed that. But I don't think I'll do it again. 111 miles once is enough.
Well, you've done it. I mean, you've been there, done it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Did that. And, you know, we're doing the usual gardening, the winter gardening deal.
Good.
Yeah, things looking good out there.
Yeah, well, we're actually looking forward to having our little, you know, 8x10 plot out in the community gardens here.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's something that our apartment has.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're looking, you know, forward to that in the spring. I have a week off, like in early March, and if we can swing, if everything is good at that point in time, I'll be able to, like, get it initiated then.
Oh, sure.
And then just have to do maintenance. Because by that time down here, the weather's fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine to be starting the early
As opposed to New Hampshire, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little further south.
Yeah. New Hampshire, they're still, like, having major snow.
Oh, yeah.
But we're far enough where, yeah, the ground is actually open most of the winter anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, plus you're at sea level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's much warmer. I mean, they'll have a ton of snow, you know, an hour west of us, and we'll get nothing if rain.
Oh, well, that's,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of like something I'm looking forward to being able to do, you know, a little earth connection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You need that. You got to have that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the hermetically sealed apartment, you know, where you open it to a door, to a hallway.
Charming though it may be.
Yes, charming though it may be, yeah. We have noticed a distinct lack of fresh air. And it'll be like, you know, 30 outside, and we'll have the windows wide open here just for some air exchange.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing fine.
Good.
You know.
So, Nancy, you got their number yet?
No.
We got to get their number.
I don't think we
I
have
I think
your
we
number.
Have
we
their
only have your address.
We got the address.
From the
yeah,
letter.
Yeah. I don't think we've talked to you, actually, since we've been
no,
down.
No, we haven't
no,
heard from you.
Mailed out the
we,
letter.
We knew you were still alive. But
yeah, well, we've been, like, in the poverty cycle. Like, we absolutely couldn't make anything but an emergency long-distance phone call unless Bill had work.
Yeah.
Right. It was, I was thinking this week, during the week, I forget when it was exactly, but I thought, you know, she should be hearing from them soon because I have a family portrait that I want to mail to.
Oh, but we have a portrait.
A
and
portrait
if you want
of you guys?
Some, if you need some kids, you know, artwork.
Oh, always.
For the refrigerator. Boy, do we have artwork piling up here.
Projects. You've been doing projects,
she
huh?
goes through paper like there's no
She's a prolific little artist, yeah.
We actually just got a Christmas package and pictures from Wayne and Diana.
Oh, yeah?
Today. And, oh, the girls are just gorgeous.
Are they?
Bean sprouts. Oh. I mean, they're tall and they're gorgeous.
Well, geez, I don't even know how old are they now.
They were six.
Yeah, I was going to say six or seven.
So they're like six and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were six last spring. And Madeline is three, Bill? Four?
Yeah.
Three and a half. She'll be four this spring.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be four in March.
Same age as Evelyn, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so they're doing great and
That's
stuff.
Cool.
So anyway, you got to
spit out your number here.
215-471-1794.
Okay. Yep.
And with Bill working evenings, the best time to get us would be like weekend mornings.
Okay.
Right, unless we
or really late at night, which is fine because we tend to be up. With Bill working evenings, I tend to wait for him to get up. We'll see how that goes next semester, what my schedule is.
Uh-huh.
But I've been lucky that this semester my clinicals have been like afternoon evenings. I don't go in until like 11 or noon, and then I work until 7 or 8. And that's nice because it gives me the morning to kind of do my own stuff before I have to run off.
Right. Hey, Steve, did you save that letter? Do you have it somewhere from Bill and Kelly with their address on it?
who knows? You better get the address.
Yeah, I better get it.
Just in case.
Otherwise.
We hear you.
It's around. But
okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
4701 Pine Street, like in pine trees.
Yeah.
Apartment E12, Philly, 19143.
19143.
Right.
Okay.
Great. Have you heard from Steve and Dina or anybody over there?
Well, not since
not since
your visit.
We saw them in the summer.
Right.
Not since then. No.
Mm-mm. No word. No word from anybody that you guys know.
Hmm.
How about the Peace Corps gang?
Oh, I actually saw Kath Kreese. I probably told you I saw Kath and Holly over the summer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't seen her or talked to them since.
Do you know if Kath went to Somalia?